really late today. Apologies for all the phone issues. Apparently, this is unprecedented. So, good for me to have that experience. I will call the meeting to order. Welcome to the public meeting of the New Jersey Racing Commission. Our meeting today is a special meeting. The first item on the agenda is a motion to move into executive session. I need to read the following resolution. This meeting today conforms with the Open Public Meetings Act, and as per the requirements of the statute, notification of this meeting has been filed with the Secretary of State and with the following newspapers: Daily Racing Form, Bergen Record, Asbury Park Press, Courier Post, and the Star Ledger. Whereas in order to protect the personal privacy and to avoid situations wherein the public interest might be disturbed, the Open Public Meetings Act permits bodies to exclude from the public that portion of a meeting at which certain matters are discussed. Now, therefore, be it resolved that consistent with NJSA 10:4-12B, the Commission will now adjourn to executive session to obtain legal advice protected from disclosure by the attorney-client privilege on the following matters: legal advice concerning the approval of a joint petition of the New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority, Darby Development LLC, Naira Betts LLC, and the United Tote Company, for Naira Betts LLC and the United Tote Company to be issued account wagering system vendor licenses. 2, other legal advice. Discussion of the above matters falls within the exceptions under the law, specifically matters falling within the attorney-client privilege. To the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the Commission's attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer and or matters involving pending or anticipated litigation. Is there a motion to move into executive session?
I'll move.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Sure.
Commissioner Beck?
Yeah.
Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
All right. So it's 1:04. I'm going to say we'll resume at 1:30. For the commissioners on the line, don't forget you'll need to hang up and dial a different phone number for the executive session. All right. Yeah, so for everyone in the room, I know but the timing is off, but we weren't able to. All right, I think we're at 1:30 now. All right, so I'm just going to take a quick roll just based on the issues we've been having on the phone. Commissioner Beck, are you on the line? Glad I asked.
Mm-hmm. I have it.
Okay, Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
And Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'd like to make a motion to move back into the public session. Commissioner Beck? Oh, I guess I should ask someone to make the motion. Would anyone like to make that motion?
I'll move.
Second? Any discussion? Okay. Oh, thank you. Sorry, I'm really speeding along here. Commissioner Beck? On the motion to move back into the public session, Commissioner Beck? She was there.
I didn't think that was her.
Oh. All right, well, I... On the motion to move back into the public session, we have a motion and a second. Commissioner Beck?
Yeah.
those of you on the line, we're just waiting to regain our quorum here.
You could do it. You texted her, I assume.
Which number should you call? The executive
the
number
public.
Or the other one?
The public
number.
The public number. Thank you.
I texted her the number.
Bye.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis.
We had the motion in the second, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tomorrow's up.
Jennifer Beck here. Great. Okay. So, on the motion to move back into the public session, we had a motion and a second. So we'll proceed with voting. Commissioner Beck.
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo.
Yes.
Commissioner Perez.
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow.
Yes.
All right. I'd like to welcome everyone to the public portion of our meeting. Thank you for joining us here today. Item 2 on the agenda is the appointment of a delegate to the National Racing Compact. The National Racing Compact is an independent interstate governmental entity composed of parimutuel racing regulators from participating states. Its mission is to simplify the licensing process for horse racing participants who race in multiple states and who meet certain uniform requirements that are acceptable to all participating states. The New Jersey Racing Commission has been a member of the National Racing Compact since 2006. Executive Director Frank Zanzucchi had served as the New Jersey Racing Commission's delegate to the National Racing Compact until his retirement in 2018, after which Executive Director Judy Nason was the New Jersey Racing Commission's delegate. Following the retirement of Executive Director Nason earlier this year, the National Racing Compact's Executive Director, Patrick Thompson, contacted our office. He has inquired about a new delegate for the New Jersey Racing Commission and requested a letter of appointment. The appointment of a new delegate lies within your discretion. I would be happy to serve in such a role. If selected, I would ask that you authorize me to execute an appointment letter on your behalf to satisfy the request by National Racing Compact Executive Director Thompson. Would anyone like to make a motion?
I'll move.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
We had someone else, right? Okay. Any discussion? Commissioner Beck?
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tamura?
Yes.
All right. Item 3 on the agenda is a joint petition. The petitioners are the New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority, Darby Development LLC, Naira Betts LLC, and the United Tote Company. As you know, the Sports and Exposition Authority holds the account wagering license, and day-to-day management of the account wagering system is handled by Darby. Naira Betts LLC and United Tote are here today seeking vendor licenses, which would allow them to provide certain services to the account wagering system. The Off-Track and Account Wagering Act and the Commission's regulations impose numerous requirements related to the account wagering system, including requirements relating to account setup, as well as account funding and operation. Overall, the account wagering system must be a closed-loop system, which is defined in Commission regulations as a system of telephone, computer, or other electronic-based wagering as approved by the Commission. Key elements of that system must be located in New Jersey. The key elements include the hub facility, permanent information databases, banking databases, system monitoring equipment, and account information representatives, including those situated at the phone bank. For the hub facility, a supervisor of mutuals who is a commission employee must be present when wagering is being conducted. In addition, the commission must be notified of any new equipment or software to be utilized in connection with the account wagering system, and the commission can require additional testing prior to implementation of such equipment or software. Currently, the account wagering system has only one platform at 4njbets.com, which is operated by TVG Network. Wagers placed on that platform are processed by Global Tote, which is the sole totalizator company operating in New Jersey. In accordance with Commission regulations, key elements of the current system are located in New Jersey. Global Tote operates a hub facility in Mount Laurel, which is staffed by a supervisor of mutuals. Permanent information databases, banking databases, and system monitoring equipment also are located in New Jersey through the Tote. TVG Network no longer accepts wagers by phone. However, TVG Network has racing-dedicated customer service agents based in New Jersey at the office maintained by FanDuel in Jersey City. Granting the joint petition would allow for an expansion of the current account wagering system. Darby, on behalf of the Sports and Exposition Authority, sought bids for a new account wagering operator to perform platform services. Ultimately, the Sports and Exposition Authority approved Darby to enter an agreement with Naira Betts, an exclusive online parimutuel horse wagering managing vendor agreement was executed on July 5, 2024. Under that agreement, Naira Betts would perform two functions within the account wagering system. Its first and primary role would be to act as the managing vendor. In that capacity, and if approved by the commission, Naira Betts would be responsible for recruiting ADW operators to offer parimutuel wagering on horse races on their platforms. Each new ADW operator would be required to enter a sub-agreement with Naira Betts. In addition to bringing on other ADW operators, Naira Betts, in its secondary role, would offer and operate its own ADW platform in New Jersey. For that purpose, United Tote is seeking approval to provide totalizator services to Naira Betts. United Tote also would provide totalizator services to any ADW operators who are recruited by Naira Betts and wish to contract with them. The Commission has completed investigations of both Naira Betts and United Tote, the details of which are provided in your meeting packet. Naira Betts and United Tote are licensed and in good standing in multiple jurisdictions. The commission's investigations revealed no unusual or derogatory information. However, certain operational matters will need to be addressed prior to Naira Betts and United Tote commencing their operations. As explained, commission regulations require the following elements of the account wagering system to be located in New Jersey: the hub facility, permanent information databases, banking databases, system monitoring equipment, and account information representatives, including those situated at the phone bank. United Tote proposes to open a hub facility in Cherry Hill. It has entered a lease for that purpose, and the premises has been inspected by commission staff. However, a supervisor of mutuals has not been hired yet to work at the hub facility. In addition, all equipment and software will need to undergo successful testing. Naira Betts has confirmed that permanent information databases, banking databases, and system monitoring equipment will be located in New Jersey. It has further represented that it intends to hire New Jersey-based account information representatives. Naira Betts does not intend to take bets by phone. At this time, Naira Betts has not entered any sub-agreements with other ADW operators, as it is awaiting a licensing decision from the commission to begin those negotiations. Any ADW operator who contracts with Naira Betts to offer platform services to the account wagering system will need to obtain a vendor license prior to accepting any wagers. Staff believes the commission may grant the joint petition, provided certain conditions are imposed to address these outstanding operational issues. Does the petitioner, or I should say petitioners, do you want to be heard? Or do you have any brief presentation to offer the commissioners?
I think you stated everything that we would state. But we are Tony Alvato from Naira Betts and Chris Widmer from Naira Betts. We are excited and eager for the opportunity to come to the state and open it up to a variety of operators and give customers an opportunity to wager with whoever they choose and hopefully grow interest in horse racing in New Jersey.
A goal which we all share. Dennis, I see you're up.
That's our position also. I think this is an exciting opportunity, thanks to the AG, to expand the system, grow the business in New Jersey, and hopefully produce more revenue for the tracks, which need it. So we're excited at the opportunity to work with Global Tote, who's currently located here, United Tote, whatever vendors may want to come in, and we've been waiting quite a while for this, so thank you very much for listening to this special meeting. And we believe we can work out any outstanding issues with Naira Betts.
I think we had some people from United Tote on the line. Did you want to be heard? You are a petitioner on the matter.
Yes, hi, this is Andrew Archibald from the President of United Tote. We have no further comments from our side at this time. We appreciate all of the work that has been done to get us to this point, and working with the team in the state through the review process, and appreciate the opportunity to work in New Jersey.
Okay, commissioners, do you have any questions for our petitioners?
I do not.
Okay, well, the recommended conditions are as follows. Naira Betts shall not commence operations as a platform provider until it has hired account information representatives who are based in New Jersey, as required by NJAC 13:74-1.1 and 7.10. Naira Betts shall designate a contact person to address any New Jersey regulatory inquiries or matters. The authority, Darby, and Naira Betts shall ensure that each sub-agreement entered between Naira Betts and an account wagering services provider shall be filed with the commission no later than 5 business days after execution. The authority, Darby, and Naira Betts shall ensure that each account wagering services provider obtains a vendor license from the commission prior to commencing operations, as well as any other necessary state or federal governmental approvals. United Tote shall not commence operations until, one, a supervisor of mutuals is hired by the commission and present at the hub facility in accordance with NJAC 13:74-9.1 and provided with suitable office space, and two, United Tote has successfully completed testing of its equipment or software in accordance with NJAC 13:74-9.3. United Tote may provide totalizer services to multiple account wagering platforms subject to the following requirements. One, for each account wagering platform, United shall successfully complete testing to verify it can accurately and completely report wagering revenue for that platform. And two, at no time shall United be permitted to provide totalizer services to an account wagering services provider that has not been issued a vendor license from the commission or obtained any other state or federal governmental approvals necessary to operate. NYRA bets shall be subject to additional conditions which are consistent with those imposed by the commission when granting the renewal of the account wagering license for calendar year 2025. United Tote shall be subject to additional conditions which are consistent with those imposed by the Commission when approving Global Tote to operate a hub facility and provide totalizer services in 2025. In addition, I would ask that the Commission delegate authority to the Acting Executive Director to impose additional conditions upon the Authority, Darby, NYRA Betts, and United Tote as she deems necessary and appropriate during the course of the license period. Is there a motion to grant the joint petition of the Authority and Darby for approval of NYRA Betts and United Tote to provide services to the New Jersey account wagering system subject to such conditions?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
I have one quick question. So if you were to impose additional restrictions, would you run that by the commission first, or you would act unilaterally?
The condition I read does not have it subject to ratification by the commission. It's just delegated authority. Would you like to change that?
Okay. Like to hear from my fellow commissioners.
I don't believe that's necessary. I wouldn't go along with that.
Commissioner Perez and Commissioner Tomorrow, did you want to weigh in on the edit that was offered by Commissioner Beck?
No.
Okay.
Well, to the extent that that's a motion, I suppose it fails. So we have a motion from Commissioner DiMarzo to grant the joint petition subject to the conditions I outlined. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Commissioner Beck?
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yeah.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right, well, that concludes the items on the agenda requiring formal action. At this point, would anyone like to comment, members of the public, or bring new business to the commission's attention? Mr. Pascrell?
Thank you, Executive Director. Ben David, thanks for the opportunity. William J. Pascrell III, licensed attorney in the state of New Jersey. Commissioners, all, hello. Thanks for the opportunity to be heard. I'm representing Global Tote and Betmakers, who are on the call their council, their CEO, and staff. And I just wanted a clarification. As you know, Executive Director Ben David, Global Tote is vendor registered and licensed. And I just would like to clarify that we are hopeful we can continue providing the services we've been providing. And we're good to go. Happy holidays to everybody.
We're aware of your existing contracts in the industry.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Would anyone else like to be heard? All right, with that, I'd like to thank everyone for attending today's meeting. Many apologies for all of our technical issues. Thanks for hanging in there. To the representatives from Naira Betts and United Tote, welcome to Jersey. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll move.
Second? Did we lose our commissioners?
Hope not.
Oh, okay, well, that's a problem. Have a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Commissioner Beck. Or no, I don't call this by roll. We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
What, one more?
I voted yes.
Commissioner Beck voted yes. Commissioner DiMarzo voted yes.
Tomorrow we're missing.
Yes.
That's Perez.
Yeah, we're missing tomorrow.
Meet tomorrow.
Majority, right?
We have six commissioners.
For the vote,
we just need a majority of the quorum. Okay.
All right, so
that's good. Any opposed? Hearing none, today's meeting is adjourned.